What's
How are
going
you?
on? I'm good. How are you doing? You're in the Nationals tonight. You have to be doing pretty good. Right?
Yeah. I still haven't sunk in yet, but it's definitely pretty badass.
Yeah. Did you go to Dingus last night?
I did go to Dingus, but we didn't get too wild.
Yeah. How long did you stay there? Did you have a drink or two?
I think we only stayed for about an hour, so
yeah.
We didn't get in too much.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure you just kind of went there just to unwind and reflect, right, on what had been accomplished.
Yeah.
Rather than
it
party it up,
a,
right?
Yeah, it was definitely a time to kind of unwind and relax and kind of get the weight off your shoulders.
Yeah. But, you know, you start toward the tail end of the field. You got nothing to lose, I guess. You know, you're going to, you know, how are you going to drive tonight? Is it going to be pretty, you know, just like whatever happens, happens, drive as hard as you can, you know, or are you kind of envisioning how that's going to kind of play out tonight?
Honestly, my goal is to complete all 50 laps and kind of not worry so much where we finish, but to get good quality laps and kind of get a good notebook and just you know, take laps and put up in the memory bank so we can come back here some other time and kind of do good.
It's, you know, it's the Nationals, and, I mean, this is, you can't ask for a much better learning experience than this, right? Just all week long managing everything and the team and emotions and racing against the best of the best, and, you know, you're in it now, so, but last year when you were on the road, I know you talked about it a lot, you know, how much did last year just really play into this moment and as a stepping stone to reach this kind of stage?
I think last year kind of is everything towards, you know, getting into the Nationals, because I don't even really know how to describe it. It's just time on the road is so valuable, and you learn so much, and you kind of just become a different driver when you're out there. And my mentality kind of changed while we were out there, and I drive a lot harder now, and I've kind of learned how to think better throughout the races and kind of keep my cool and not lose myself mentally.
Because, like, the intensity, I'm sure, at the Nationals and driver's seat is, you know, probably incomparable to, like, any other race, you would probably have to say. But also, too, like, so, like, you've had to adjust to that intensity, but not get too out of control, right, with that intensity.
Yeah, it's definitely a battle, because it's really easy all wound up here and kind of start to lose your cool when something doesn't go quite the way you want to. But, you know, deep down inside that, you just have to, you know, be calm and just put whatever little mistake you may have made behind you and focus what's in front of you and doing better.
I'm not sure when three, I guess if you're counting Brent Marks as posse, I'm not sure when the last three true posse drivers or when three true posse drivers made the main. That's pretty cool, you know, to be a part of that with Danny and Brent. You know, it's just the PA guys making the main event, right?
Yeah, it is. It is honestly pretty cool, just because, you know, we, like me, and I am kind of labeled as like one of the you know, main PA posse drivers. So to be able to put it in the show with just not just Danny and Brent, but to put in the show myself and kind of know that there's a lot of PA fans out here and we're just kind of making them proud and showing that PA drivers can do something outside of PA. Pretty awesome.
And then there's, you know, all the other fans too from California and the Midwest and, you know, Indiana, you know, pulling from all, obviously, all corners of the sprint car world, seeing what Pennsylvania can do. You know, that's you know, that's also has to add to it. Just kind of showing that to all the other people.
It is honestly pretty awesome. This is like biggest stage sprint car racing, and be able to put your name on the list. You know, starting to feature is honestly it's incredible. Really, I mean, there's 100 drivers here, and only what 24, 26 features. So to be able to say that you made the features is honestly incredible.
And you get $10,000 too, at least.
Did you get $10,000?
Yeah. So, you know, this has also to do wonders coming back home, because you know you're going to come back home and the month of money begins 2 weeks, a week, very soon. So you know that also has to put you in a good, you know, morale and confidence, you know, has to be, you know, I'm sure that also has to put you in a good place for the biggest stretch of the season. Well, I guess your biggest stretch of the season starts tonight. Technically, right?
I hope to come back to PNG good, but normally when I say I kind of get, you know, I don't want to say lazy or what, but when I race in PA for a while, I just kind of, I don't want to say get in a slump. I don't really know how I want to describe it, but I kind of just start driving.
Not get
like
bored with it, but it can be easy to get bored with it, maybe.
Well, not so much bored, but just my driving style kind of starts to get, like, not as intense, and each, you know, you're racing the same PA guys every week, and when you come out here, it's like, it just kind of gives you a tune-up, like, you got to be up on the wheel, and you got to not give an inch, and you got to take an inch from some people, so, normally when I'm out on the road like this, and we get to some bigger shows with all of the outlaw guys, it kind of gives me the tune-up I need to kind of come back and drive harder, and, normally, we do a little bit better when we come out from these types of shows.
Cool. And then, have to ask you, what was the drink of choice last night?
It was peach snobs and green noss. I mean, grape noss.
Peach snobs. Oh, yeah?
And
I'm not a drinker.
Grape noss.
So I don't really know what you're talking about, but it sounds good.
It's sweet.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. Good stuff. Well, what would you do if you happened to win the thing tonight? What would? Have you thought about that?
Probably not coming home till Monday or Tuesday.
All right. Well, thanks, Anthony, for the time.
Yep, no problem.
And if you,
sorry, it was a little bit later
Danny,
than what I said.
You're good. And if you see Danny Dietrich, tell him to call me back.
Alrighty. Well, I already had a late night last night, so you might not be feeling so good.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks, Anthony.
Alrighty.
All right, bye.
Yep, thank you.
All right. See you.
Bye.
Yep. All right, good luck. Bye.